I'm Jonathan. I've been teaching people to learn to ride for 10 years with my company called Cycle Skills.
You say you've always been interested in cycling as a form of transport. What age did you learn to ride?
My dad taught me to ride in the late 60s, and it was a really good time to learn because I remember there weren't any parked cars on the roads. It was all very easy for him to run up and down the road teaching me. And I can still remember the feeling when he let go of me and I realised I was balancing and it's magic. It was easy to play in the roads in the 60s and 70s because the roads felt clear of the parked cars. And there were always other children playing on their bikes and roads at the weekends and holidays. And it's a time when dads kept their cars in garages when they weren't being used. Also, drivers expected to find children cycling roads quieter and seemed much more patient than nowadays. When I was 15, I won a book voucher for a school geography project. And I chose a book my friends were reading called Rich's Bicycle Book. It was a very influential 1970s paperback book about bicycles, maintenance, and encouraged cycling as a very efficient, environmentally friendly form of transport. It was written by Richard Ballantyne, an American publisher and cycle activist. And I didn't realise at the time what a big influence his book was going to have in my life.
So you went to art college, and while cycling around London, you said you found it exciting. What was it that you found exciting about cycling around London?
I'd grown up in Guildford and Norwich and Bournemouth, so I was quite used to cycling fairly busy roads. But to suddenly find myself travelling through London past Nelson's Column and Buckingham Palace on my bike was very exciting. It was a time when bicycle activism was starting, and I remember joining a large Friends of the Earth demonstration called Reclaim the Roads. The highlight was a mass ride of 6,000 riders from Trafalgar Square to Parliament Square. There was an unplanned sit-down in the road that brought traffic to a complete standstill, and then a mass ride around London. I suppose I wouldn't get involved in these things now, but as an 18-year-old it all seemed very exciting and a worthwhile cause. At that time cycling had greatly decreased as a form of transport, so it's considered a bit strange and unusual to ride a bike. The difference now is amazing because cycling has become so mainstream in London.
Your very first job was working on cycle magazine pages for a cycling activist. What did that entail?
Well, the cyclist happened to be Richard Ballantyne. One of my major projects at Art College was designing a bicycle maintenance manual, which was fairly close to Richard's bicycle book. By complete coincidence, one of our photography tutors at college happened to know and work for Richard Ballantyne. He saw my work at the degree show and suggested I contact Richard, who very kindly gave me the chance to design and write pages for his newly launched bicycle magazine called Bicycle. This was my first job, and it's quite flattering to be working for my hero, the cycling guru Richard Ballantyne, only 5 years after I'd won his book at school. This experience in publishing helped me gain a job a year later at bicycle company Red Hill, which is why I ended up living in this area.
With the cycle training, you started teaching cycling proficiency. That was part-time for schools in Surrey County. How did that actually come about?
Because I was a freelance designer working from home, I was able to fit in the cycling proficiency at schools and allowed me to get out of the office away from the computer into fresh air. And I was also a member of Rugged and Bansett Cycle Forum that had been involved in the pilot scheme for the new bikeability. When I had the chance, I volunteered to go on a course in London to become one of the first bikeability instructors in the country. This has become a replacement for the old cycling proficiency. I decided to go freelance as a cycling instructor and designed a website. The plan was to teach people to cycle on the road. On the website I had a section on adult and children learn to ride lessons. I very quickly realised that I'd found a niche market because most of my inquiries now were for learn to ride lessons, and this has since become my speciality.
Now, when reading your information on your email, there's something that made me chuckle. You said that people had emailed you saying that they had terrible balance, such as myself, and they probably won't ever be able to ride a bike. What do you have to say about that?
I simply say, if you can walk, you'll be able to ride a bike. I've never failed to teach an adult, and most people I teach are bouncing across a playground within half an hour of the start of the lesson, some much quicker than this.
Why do you think that some adults don't learn to ride a bike in their childhood, but then they decide later on is something they would like to do?
Well, most adults I teach apologise to me as if they got some sort of disability, and very often they're very, very embarrassed and hidden it from their friends for years, and it's been quite a difficult part of their life. I'm teaching a lot of adults from countries at the moment where it's considered lower class to ride a bike. And they come to this country and realise everyone's riding, so they want to learn themselves. Some say the parents were protective and thought cycling was too dangerous, and some lived in London and there was no space to learn. Others say the parents couldn't afford a bike. Last year I taught a young man who grew up in London and played so much football he didn't have time to learn to ride a bike. He told me, very modestly, he could have turned professional, but he went to university to study sports nutrition instead. Then he told me he'd been working for British cycling team, with big names like Chris Hoy, Bradley Wiggins and Victoria Pendleton. I can't remember if he'd told them he couldn't ride a bike. My next lesson the same day was an airline pilot who flies jumbo jets.
It's said that parents aren't the best people to teach their child to ride, but if a child has had a bad experience learning to ride their bike, possibly not due to the parents, how do you help them overcome that?
I agree that parents are often not the best people to teach their own children. Every lesson I teach is different, and there's no formula. I have to quickly gain trust with the child and the parents and gain their confidence. It's absolutely essential the students relax to be able to learn. I tell them they're going to enjoy the lesson. I tell them in under half an hour's time they should be cycling across the playground on their own. But there's absolutely no pressure at all. Another secret is never to talk about dangers or anything negative. And many children start telling me about horrific injuries they're going to suffer from in the lesson. But I shut this up very, very quickly. I don't think many children nowadays play out like we used to, so aren't used to learning physical skills on their own through play. So I talk about how the lesson's going to work, and how at the beginning there's absolutely no way they're going to fall off when I'm holding them. In fact, I'm not really holding them at all, but they think I am. I'm just gently guiding them, ready to correct any falls. I can't tell you any more, because I'm going to give away my secrets. Parents are always near the children in the playground, and this helps because they can hear the things I'm teaching and can reinforce this as the child gets older.
The roads are busier now than what they were when I was a child back in the 1970s. Do you think parents worry more about their children riding on the roads?
Well, as a parent, I can't deny it's slightly daunting when you first take your children on the road. My children started cycling the road very, very early, and my son was just 4, and I think this helps a lot. You can't expect a child to understand the rules of the road, priorities, and where you should be riding. Younger children also lack special awareness and can't judge speed very well, so you have to allow for this. And I'd recommend you start on really quiet, easy roads with no traffic, and gradually build up to busier roads as they get older and more experienced. And frequent repetition is essential. Our children cycled with us to school and back every day, and eventually we're happy they could do it on their own at quite a fairly young age. Riding as a family is really good fun when it works, but you have to be extremely patient. There has to be a lot of communication as you're riding, and it's vital that your child carries out your commands. I have to admit it helped in my case that my wife and I are experienced cyclists. If you need some guidance, going on a Bikeability family cycling course could make a big difference. This helps cover cycling basics, such as starting and stopping, up to tricky things like negotiating roundabouts, etc.
You've taught people from as young as 3 years old up to about 76 years, so you're never too young or too old to learn to ride a bike.
As I say, Tess, the oldest I've taught was a 76-year-old lady, and believe it or not, she couldn't remember whether she'd learnt to ride when she was a young girl back in the 1940s. She still couldn't remember when she'd learnt, but she learnt very well, though. The oldest man I've taught was 73, and believe it or not, he travelled all the way from the Isle of Wight on the train and ferry. People tell me it must be easier teaching very young children because they're fearless, which is completely wrong, and many are very, very frightened. 4 and 5-year-olds usually take the longest to learn, and the fastest to learn on average are usually 10 years to adult.
There are assumptions that children with special needs can't learn to ride.
I totally disagree, Tess. Sometimes I teach children with Asperger's, dyspraxia, etc., and they usually learn as fast as other children, and I think it helps with my lessons being one-to-one. I treat every student individually, and everyone learns at their own speed, so there's absolutely no pressure. I taught a child with Down syndrome this year. He took longer than most children, but seeing him cycle all the way across the playground was one of the highlights of my year. One of the most memorable lessons was with a 10-year-old girl whose mum told me her daughter had severe Asperger's and other problems. Her mum was so worried, she actually phoned me the night before the lesson, asking whether it's worth going ahead. And the lesson went incredibly well because at the beginning of the lesson I realised she's balancing well, unaided. And her parents were completely stunned when the second time I walked up the playground with her, I let go, and she effortlessly carried on cycling to the end of the playground and did a perfect turn and cycled back to me. She repeated this several times, so it wasn't just by chance. She was very, very happy, and so were her parents. I think it helps a lot because I teach one-to-one, or just a brother and sister, so there's less pressure of comparing yourself and being embarrassed in front of others.
You say you've taught many people from all walks of life, that's including a possible professional footballer who you mentioned earlier, and also a lord and the odd radio presenter. Have you any interesting stories to share with us?
Yes, over 10 years of teaching, I've met some really interesting and lovely people. So many stories and many, many funny incidents. By the way, 4 days ago, I taught one of the musicians in Grace Jones' band to ride a bike. It's fascinating talking to him, and yes, we had a bit of time to learn to ride the bike. The furthest anyone's ever travelled is from Manchester to my lesson. Someone bought a learn to ride lesson as a birthday present for his wife. And I tried to convince him when he phoned me there would be an instructor nearer, but he said he really liked my website and insisted they travel to Red Hill. And he actually made a birthday card for his wife with a picture of me saying I was going to teach her to ride a bike. When they arrived at the playground, I asked where they had a good drive down, and they said no, they'd flown down and stayed at a hotel. So the pressure was on. Fortunately, after a 5-hour lesson, she ended up from not being able to ride a bike at all to riding in traffic more than halfway through level 2 of bike ability. She told me she was a fitness instructor at the BBC gym. The next day, mum and her son travelled all the way from South Wales. They had a 4-hour lesson, and from not being able to ride a bike at all, were also cycling on the road together. An amazing coincidence this year. When I told the grandma of the boy I was teaching, I'm a graphic designer, she told me her son is a font designer working in London. She's very, very modest about her son, who's a very, very talented designer from Reigate, which I hadn't realised. By coincidence, I was just in the middle of designing a job using a typeface he had designed. And my daughter, who's at art college, was also designing a project using one of his typefaces too. A very memorable lesson was Gideon Coe from Radio 6 Music. Gideon loves watching cycle racing and talks a lot in his programme about it, but he couldn't ride a bike. He mentioned his lesson several times in his programme the next day, making a big point he had travelled to Red Hill on the train to learn to ride a bike. After explaining the lesson, he announced, "Wobbly life on two wheels has been experienced thanks to a brilliant teacher. Onwards." I've taught several radio presenters over the years, and I'm looking forward to teaching more. Tess, can you ride a bike?
Can I ride a bike? Well, with my vision, I'm not allowed on the main roads. I did have a bike as a child, but up until the age of 13, my parents said that I was too old to ride on the path, and as I wasn't allowed to ride on the road, I wasn't able to have a bike anymore. This, I found, was very unfair. Now with my son, who's just recently learnt to ride, as you know, I would like to learn again. They say that once you learn to ride a bike, you never forget. I would like to be able to take him out. Obviously, I can't go on the main roads with him, but I would like to be able to go out. I've recently acquired a tricycle, which I have been out on a few times. Through Bikes Revived, I have learned that there are some off-road routes that I could ride my bike on. So, yeah, maybe, you never know, I may be experiencing a two-wheeler again very soon.